to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
Now, I'm sorry, it's second hour of the National Intel Report here. It's Friday, it's the 12th of October, 2007. Okay. I got to do that. Excuse me. I've got to do that because, well, there's many different reasons, one of which it's easy to identify. When we make copies of programs and send them out, we know exactly what date it is. And another is that we keep a backup of a backup of a backup here, just in case the Fed ever comes after yours truly, and they will not be able to wordsmith or word twist anything that I have supposedly said that will be transcribed immediately and provided. And that's another one of the reasons, but there are many. At any rate, the bankers are in the process of accumulating the wealth of the world. Now, very few privately owned assets can be termed real wealth. And I'm going to go Holly Bibble on you for a second here. According to Scripture, God made Abraham very wealthy, giving him land, cattle, silver, and gold. You want to look that up for you Bible people out there? Fine. 24:35, Genesis 24:35. 4,000 years later, wealth continues to be land, cattle, silver, and gold. Now, I don't know where the world deposits of gold are stored, but I'm sure the bankers have them in their control. That only leaves land and cattle, which I believe would be next on the list. Genesis 47 describes how Joseph had storehouses full of grain to feed the people, but he didn't have a welfare program. Now, during the first year of the famine, Joseph took all the money the people had for only 1 year's supply of grain. The second year, he took all their cattle for another year's supply of grain. The next year, they said, "We have nothing left but our bodies and our land. Buy us and our land in exchange for food, and when we and our land will be servants to the Pharaoh." You see how this is working out, folks? They think of themselves as being gods. And for right now, they are. But that's temporary, because the world is waking up to the globalist plans. We've always said, we've repeatedly said, it's just not a quest for power and money. It is for control, of which the aforementioned are giving them. But they're forgetting one thing. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Now they're going to try to use the politicians, they're going to try to use the courts to accomplish this. Don't think it's going to happen. Like I said, we can clear out a lot of prison space for these clowns. And I don't give a hoot and a holler whether they knowingly or unknowingly. Unknowingly, okay, you just get a nice stiff prison sentence for being stupid and raising your hand to defend and protect. And you did neither. You've sold and vanquished. But that's if you didn't know part of the agenda. You just get a long prison term. James Madison made the statement concerning how our people could lose our freedom by gradual and silent encroachment of those in power. Is it possible that those in power today are gradually and silently in the process of removing the people to the cities to make slaves of them? Federalizing our land and our cattle would certainly be a step in that direction. Does this bring this into a little sharper focus for you? It does me. It certainly does. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. Do we have any callers at all? One caller? Why don't we just play music for the rest of the hour? I'm getting tired of talking if they're getting tired of listening. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
There has been a book written by Mary Elizabeth Croft entitled How I Clobbered Every Bureaucratic Cash Confiscatory Agency Known to Man. And it's subtitled The Spiritual Economics Book on Dollars and Remembering Who You Are. Well, in the first section of this, she goes into the credit card people. Yeah, that's right. The people that don't loan anything, they just give you credit. She says, a woman rang me requesting a session. I don't know exactly what this is in reference to, but during the phone call, she said her anxiety was that the IRS had been confiscating her husband's veteran benefits to settle her debt with them. All I could tell her from my years of studying money, taxes, etc., was, you know, there's no law compelling you to pay your income tax. Well, she did know. And this woman, this Croft woman, she was delighted. I also told her, if it makes you feel any better, you're not alone. The credit card banks think I owe them $40,000. I know that I don't really owe them, but I don't know how to prove it. Lo and behold, she said, you just send the letters. Croft says, I leapt from my chair. My prayer had indeed been answered. Ask and ye shall receive. Then she proceeded a series of letters, the drift of which was to request the bank to provide me with three things. Validation of the debt, that's the actual accounting. verification of their claim against me, being a sworn affidavit or even just a signed invoice, and a copy of the contract binding both parties. I was to write, as soon as I received these documents, that I would be happy to pay my financial obligations I might lawfully owe. Now, the banks, here's the deal. The banks can't validate the debt because they never sustained a loss. They can't verify any claim against me because I am not the name they are billing. They can't produce a copy of the contract because one doesn't exist. What exists is an unenforceable unilateral contract. What the banks refer to as a contract with us is not a valid bilateral agreement, since the four requirements of lawful binding contract were never met on the credit card application. Namely, full disclosure, we are not told that we are creating the credit with our own signature. You're never told that. Equal consideration, they bring nothing to the table, hence they have nothing to lose. Lawful terms and conditions, they are based upon fraud. And signatures of the parties, corporations can't sign because they have no right to contract, as they are legal fictions. Credit cards are win-win for the banks and lose-lose for everybody else. It's the slickest con game on the planet. Now, do you understand, folks, why they create this corporate fiction for you? Because only corporations can deal with corporations. They can't deal with sovereign individuals. They got to create a fiction, so they make you a corporate entity, hence your name in all caps. A lot of people thought that was a lot of brouhaha, but you better study contract law. It's not a bunch of brouhaha. So who loses in this game? Well, the banks don't lose because they didn't put anything on the table for you to borrow. They just issued you credit. The person that sold the goods or the services, they're paid, they got theirs, and they keep in this perpetual state of serfdom or usury. On today's program of cash flow, which, folks, if you haven't listened to this, this thing's going nationwide, and this is a backdoor approach to teach people about credit card fraud and the banking fraud, the fiat money system, of which is strangling the very life out of this country. Earlier today, we got a call from some guy in L.A. and he's in the entertainment business, an actor and all that other stuff. The guy went on a 30-day vacation, and he's no schlup. He went on a 30-day vacation. He had missed paying one of his credit card payments, monthly payment. Like I said, the guy's not a schlup. He gets back only to discover that he's got a letter waiting for him. And the issuing credit card bank said, "Hey, we're sorry to do this to you, but you missed a payment. You only have to miss a payment by 1 minute, folks, okay? Just mere seconds." And they told him that, well, we're upping your rate on your credit card. Now, keep in mind, this is the only payment the guy ever missed. He had three major credit cards. Well, they took him from 7.5% on his credit card to 29%. Now, the other credit cards were through different institutions, but guess what happened as well? He got thrown in that 29% hopper as well on his other two credit card accounts. Now, what do you think happened to that guy's credit rating? It just went down the old tube. And I asked him today, I said, look, I said, you know the reason why they did this, don't you? Is because they want cash and they want it now. Because they have your records, they know what you own, they know what you have. And what you're going to do, instead of paying that 29% interest on the balance of your credit cards, what you're probably going to do is scare up the 10 grand, pay all the credit cards off, right? And he goes, well, that's what I was thinking. I said, here's another approach. Stick it in their ear. Because the guy was madder than a wet hornet. And I said, this is what you do. you dump the credit card debt entirely. 10 grand ain't going to kill these people. It's not even a blip on their radar screen. It's probably not even worth the ink in a ledger entry someplace as default. I said, but what you do is you stuff these credit cards back where the sun doesn't shine and stick them with the $10,000. You're really not sticking them because, as I said earlier, they put nothing on the table to begin with. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary. Gary? Not there? Do you have the pot pushed up? Gary? Gary, you there? Gary? Okay, Gary's not there. David in Austin. Hello, David. David?
Hey.
Yes?
Hi, this is David, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, John?
Hi.
Yeah, tough. It's a tough show today, you know. There's no right answer. We have, as individual consumers, we've gone that same pathway that our government's gone down. It's like spend, spend, spend. We don't care whose money we're spending or how much we spend ourselves or our nation into debt. You know, my theory is there's nothing left at Fort Knox. There's nothing left to pay off our federal debt with, except for, as you mentioned earlier, ourselves and our land.
That's it.
So that's the only thing left.
That's it.
So there really truly is nothing else to pay off these, you know, you were saying earlier, $100 trillion dollars. It probably is very close to $100 trillion dollars if you use, you know, the actuarial accounting that you should be using rather than the cash-based accounting that the Congress tells us.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So,
but, yeah, at what point is, I guess my, we can all individually rebel in our own way, but I think the freedom movement is going to need some sort of spark, some sort of catalyst event for things to change.
How about that they find out, and many people have run the gamut, David, and I'm throwing this out there for people's consideration. We can talk about a lot of different subjects. We can talk about the USS Liberty. We can talk about 9/11. We can talk about JFK. We can talk about a lot of different issues. But what is the one issue that affects every man, woman, and child, every business, every concern, everything in this country? Money.
Money and debt.
Money and debt. And what is happening right now, and this is something that everybody can understand because this is apolitical. You know, this isn't left, this isn't right. This is constitutional and law. And it breaks those barriers of people that have this penchant for hanging their hopes on a political party or an individual, that somehow that some brainiac of a politician is going to make something better and people are going to run out to the polls and vote for that guy and then hold their breath that things are going to get better. Well, the news is nothing is going to get better because that politician doesn't have any more power to change anything than the man in the moon. What we can do with this, And I don't see where it'd be illegal because we use their fiat currency system inside this country. So why don't we do what John F. Kennedy did and print United States notes? Well, you don't even have to do that. Just create an entity that produces money of its own and write out a big fat check for $100 trillion and send it to the banks. Say, there you go. You're paid in full. What are they going to do?
Well, I mean, we're going to get like just like Germany was in the 1930s, Argentina was. I mean, we're going to have to start writing off our debts to other nations. You know, China holds what $1.3 trillion of our treasuries.
Probably closer to two trillion, and they use that as leverage against us.
Oh, of course, not a shot fired, and they control us. I mean, they control our ports. You know, we're going to sell out. Dubai Ports World was going to sell out. You know, we're selling out our infrastructure, selling out our public land, selling out our highways, obviously, in Austin. You know, we're giving away to the globalists and other countries. We're giving our infrastructure away. Let's give away our utilities. Let's give away our farms. Let's give away everything else that we have.
Because, you know, we've spent ourselves into a situation right now that we can't collect enough taxes to do all these things, so we have to invite the private entities in, which, by the way, Bernanke is going to... Hang on a second. We're up against the break. Can you hang on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, okay, hold on. We'll carry you through the break. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number, folks. It's an open phone Friday. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
And that is not too far-fetched, folks. John F. Kennedy, and I still contend to this day with all the research and all the information that has come to light about the assassination of JFK, was it just wasn't the CIA and the blown Cuban operation. It just wasn't the banked-back gambling establishments that the mafia and their friends had in Cuba. It was the fact that this guy had the audacity to order the Treasury to print United States notes and those to be loaned into circulation at zero interest. That's why John F. Kennedy got whacked. You know, a lot of people are still stuck on the grassy knoll here. You know, was Lee Harvey Oswald with a Carcano rifle, was he able to get off that many shots? It's still the lone assassin, folks. Forget the theater. Look at the reason why the guy's gone. He smacked these bankers right dead between the eyes. So what I'm saying here is, David, that they may not like this. The international banksters may not like this. Well, we just create another entity that issues paper. Tell them, hey, here you go. We've just settled our debt. You're paid in full. Bye-bye.
Right. My concern is that our glorious, illustrious leaders are certainly not going to do that. They're puppets of the globalists.
Uh-huh.
So until we have an uprising, the pitchfork grabbing going on from an individualist, you know, we're going to have something to catalyze us all as individuals to take our country back.
Do you think, David, it's going to be 9/11? Do you think that it's going to be any other subject that has been talked about and mentioned? I say that it is the money.
Yeah. Well, you start coming for people's houses, they're going to get a little irritated.
Yep.
Start coming for people's, you know, put them in bread lines, people are going to get a little irritated. But they may not have a whole lot to, you know, the government controls the food. Then, you know, they got you by the short hairs. Then.
Well,
yeah, I see one of two things happening. Either a catalyzing event gets the patriot community together, all together, or, you know, we all pack up and go somewhere else because this country is going to be dead.
Well,
and, you know, that fence along the border is probably to keep us in. It's not to keep the Mexicans out.
And,
we're going to be leaving in droves.
Yeah. Well, but excuse me, David, where is there to go?
I that's my biggest question. Where does one go? I haven't got a good answer yet.
I got one for you. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm staying right here. This is my country.
Right.
Now, I cannot produce title or deed that I own this country, but by mere fact that I was born into this country, that I am an American by birth, that this is my country that they're trying to hijack, I am going to defend it. I'm not going to be holding a rifle, digging in some sand dune, or marching around in caves looking for this vaunted LCIADA, this boogeyman that they created to suck everybody's attention away from the real issues that are going on inside this country. I still consider that the Mac Daddy of all wag the dog scenarios.
But then they let the currency fall. If you've ever looked at any graph of any commodity, go look at the dollar index, the U.S. dollar index, and they're having to put little post-it notes on the bottom right corner because it's fallen off the map. And now they're going to, you know, the whole Amero, let's bring in the Amero to save the dollar.
Yeah.
But, yeah, until there is a substantial uprising, you know, the sheep will continue to follow.
Well, I'll tell you what, Hollywood is on fire right now about the credit card issue, and they're finding out beyond that, they're finding about the banking scams. And heretofore, that a lot of people, per se, were in the bankers' pockets out in Hollywood, there's a quiet rebellion going on out there. Because the silver screen individuals, and anybody connected with that, they've walked out of their silver screen fantasy, and they're in the real world because they're being affected just like everybody else is. And as this draws down, I mean, notice what Bernanke did. Okay, we lower the rate from 5.25% to 4.75%. 4.75, that's the interest rate. That's the prime lending interest rate. What that did was not benefit anybody out here because the banks aren't making any loans anyhow on homes or anything else. They're holding on to their money because they don't know how many books are cooked and who's holding them and how it's going to affect. So they put a freeze on all loaning to begin with. But then Bernanke is going to probably turn around and by the end of the year reduce it another 50 basis points, probably bring it down to around 4.25%, which is going to bring on hyperinflation, which is going to devalue the dollar even more against foreign currencies, which is going to allow the foreigners in droves to come in and buy more stuff up that we used to own. It's a setup.
For cheap, too. They
yeah.
Buy it for cheap.
Hey.
But as long as the Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,000 or 15,000, we're okay, right?
Oh, but they've changed.
They're just not going to buy anything anymore.
David, they've changed their tune on this. Now they're saying, oh, well, it's global now. The reason why the stock market's doing so well is because all these companies are just transnational and they're interconnected, and it's the global economy that's going to save us now.
Mm.
Yeah. If you're buying that, I got a bridge up in Minnesota, I'll sell you. Uh-huh.
Oh, perfect.
I'm telling you. But again, I will say this, David, possession is 9/10 of the law. Let them come and try to take it. But I'll tell you what I said earlier, there is no other issue that I can see to break the bank of the international banksters than the one on this money issue. It transcends politics. It transcends supposed thoughts of whatever you have in your head. It flushes all that out of there. And it's not political. It's apolitical. That
well, we need LaRon Paul to come and help us.
Well, but they're not going to let him do it.
I know. But we should try.
All right. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. All right. We'll be back. Take more of your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let me see. A single issue that would garner the attention of every thinking American man, woman, and child. And children are nothing but adults in training, folks. They're going to grow up one day, just like you and I did. And it's hard to believe looking at some of these people, these these people I see around me, it's hard to think that they ever were once kids. But on the issue of the 16th Amendment that was put in place for surety for the money that they knew the government was going to borrow, as I've said before, walk into a bank, try to make a home loan or car loan, and they're going to ask you what your credit rating is, how much money do you got, and you got to basically prove that you don't need their money to get their money. But with the federal government that has spent us $100 trillion in a hole, now, if that entire note was called due now, it wouldn't be $100 trillion. I think Ron Paul is correct in his assessment that it would be $60 trillion. And he's counting the past debt and the current debt. But the future obligations of the United States government puts it up probably well over $100 trillion. But imagine this, that you allow a private monopoly to move in to control everything inside your country. Because everybody deals with the exchange of money. Everybody does it. So these guys were pretty slick. Said, okay, well, you need a heavy program. I mean, I'm sorry, you need an income tax. You know, you got to find a way to make us assured that you're going to live up to your obligations. Well, that's all fine and dandy for a while. Until such time that maybe the banks call the note due and say, hey, we want our money. You people are irresponsible. You've got irrational exuberance in your blood. You're just going too hog wild here. Now does it begin to come into a clearer focus here as to why the IRS, the Department of Justice, the federal marshals are all huffing and puffing trying to blow your house down? Because 60 million Americans didn't file last year, folks. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact. But they still managed to collect $1.2 trillion through the IRS last year. But what if more people found out that the IRS itself was a fraud? Oh, there'd be more and more people that wouldn't be paying that infernal revenue service your, how do they say it? Your fair share. So banking practices, fractionalized reserve banking, credit card fraud, the IRS, I think that's what we should be centering on right now. I mean, all the other stuff, it's highly entertaining, and it's very gripping. It's a lot of it's tragic. But let's get to the core of this problem. There's an unholy triad going on right there. You've got the people that are interested in selling you down the river. They're in the government. You got the international banksters standing there. And then you've got what they feed. It's the international corporations. And most of the stock in these corporations are owned by the banks anyhow. So if you take the international bankster out of the equation, what happens to the other two? Well, it would force government to be a little bit more fiscally responsible, I would say, seeing as how they don't have an open-ended account that they can borrow whatever they want when they want to borrow it. Can you imagine this, folks? Your local bank, say that they had $100 million in receipt, and they loan $1 trillion out. What do you think would happen? Oh, we saw shades of it in England. People got a little snaky here. Well, wait a minute. I'm going to go down to the bank and I'm going to withdraw my funds. Oh, Northern Rock says, hey, you folks, don't worry. No problem. We've got your money. We've got billions on reserve here. Really? Then why did they have to go to the Bank of England for assurances? And then Bank of England was backed by the government to say, hey, everything's okay here. It's the same damn thing that they worried about in 1929. It's the same damn thing that they worried about in 1999, December of 1999, that people were a little unsure about the banks. So just for a couple of days until, you know, this possible computer problem was cleared up, let me just get down there and take a little cash out of the bank. It's not going to hurt anybody. Well, everybody showed up to pull their money out of the bank. Guess what? There's going to be a long line of people standing there going, I got my hands in my pocket, and my pockets are empty. Where's my money? Well, we'll give you a receipt. Don't worry. You'll get it. No. I want it now. Well, we don't have it. Well, what do you mean you don't have it? What do you mean you don't have it? Well, it was loaned out to this person and that person, and, well, we just can't go gather it all and give it all to you right now. You just got to give us a little time. No. I want it right now. Well, you can't have it. What do you mean I can't have it? What that did, folks, was expose the fractionalized reserve banking practices. That if Joe Blow last week put $10 in his account and you as a new account member rolled in there and said, you know what, I like your bank. You know, I want to establish a relationship with this bank. I really don't need the money, but hey, let me borrow $100. What they just did was took that guy's $10, put it in the account ledger entry here and said, oh, well, we can loan up to 10 times that amount. We're allowed to do that by law. What law? The law of universal craziness? The law of insanity? Somebody asked me one day, well, John, you know, something just isn't washing here. These banks are interested in profit. So why would they create something that they know damn right well is going to collapse? Well, the simple answer to that is they created it. They can allow it to collapse. They just build the same thing, give it another name, and they're back in business. They've extracted real wealth from you, folks, through their usurious practices. So much so that they're now positioned to own one-third of the real estate on this planet. Is it starting to make a little bit more sense now? That they weren't just interested in profit. They just weren't interested in money and power. They were interested in control, of which they could forever maintain the first two. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of people in this country that are going to be getting less and less sleep. And I'm not talking about necessarily you and I that have been victim of this scam. I'm talking about the enablers in there that helped it happen. I predict that you're going to see more and more politicians kind of sliding out the back door. They're going to be retiring. Why? Well, they've got a better job offer, or they want to spend more time with their family. You're going to start to see them leave in droves, because what idiot is going to be standing there when the angered masses are banging on the door and they want their pound of flesh? What idiot is going to be standing there? Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Elizabeth in Arizona. Hello, Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Hi. You know, John, you mentioned something a while back that has been just eating my lunch. I remembered when Danny Riley made the video after he was apprehended the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was walking down the driveway and showing where he had been walking. And he very quietly mentioned, you know, that across the street was where the first sniper was, the one that jumped up. And he mentioned that he believed it belonged to a judge. And that has always raised a red flag for me. And I... You know, you don't want to point any fingers or anything anywhere, however. But I have always wanted someone to go to the Registry of Deeds in Plainsfield, New Hampshire, and find out...
if that's Judge McAuliffe's property.
Well, we have Danny Riley saying it belonged to a judge, so we don't know whether it's McAuliffe's or not. However, that's kind of a fellowship.
Well, of course, it's the Ring Knocker Club. If you're a federal judge, you're in,
so,
like Flint.
I'm sure McAuliffe would do a good turn for one of his buddies, like if it were Muirhead or the other one, you know, that McAuliffe recruits. There's something that just doesn't smell right here.
Yeah. And like I said earlier, Elizabeth, I mean, geez, they got their bad guys. They didn't, and there's conflicting stories of, well, the government's claim is either $1.6 million or $1.9 million. But to suffice it to say, now they've got their people, they're sitting in a federal prison, their bank accounts have been emptied, their property will be gone. The Browns...
The commercial property was worth that.
Yeah.
And now they're taking the home, and I'm sure that property is worth well over... a couple million probably. I remember I had property in Maine one time, and it's worth a fortune now. But I think that needs to be looked into.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved your tone of voice when you said Monnier's name. I don't know how that man can sleep at night, you know. This has been a terrible travesty, and I would like to see, John, you know, you were talking with Tom Cryer the other day, and he said that he would look into the case, you know?
Well, are you sure it was me who was talking with him? Because I haven't talked to Tommy in quite some time.
By the way, that was a Supreme Court justice, the land. It belonged to a Supreme Court Justice. Danny said Supreme Court Justice.
Okay.
So that's your big guns.
Okay. Well,
who is the Supreme Court Justice that owns that land across the street?
Well, in Sullivan County, if somebody is listening to this in Sullivan County, go down to the deeds of records and find out who adjoins that property. Who are the adjoining?
Thank you,
yeah.
John.
All right.
This just upsets me so much that this is happening to those two decent human beings.
Well, but what do you think of the broader story of what I've been talking about here,
Elizabeth? Oh, my God, John. You know, I've been so disillusioned about what life is in America. It's just, it's too hard to take. I have ended up crying. You know, just breaking down and crying about what's happening.
Well, take that sorrow and turn it into something that works for me. Get mad as hell. Get angry. And then channel that anger and that frustration and go to town, lady. Just
John,
go to town on them.
Believe you me, I have.
All right. Elizabeth, I thank you for your call, ma'am.
Well, I thank you for everything you're doing, and keep up the good work, John.
We will certainly do that. Thank you.
Now, remember, it's a Supreme Court Justice. We got to have his name.
All right.
Okay, hon.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence.
Yep. Hello, John.
Hi.
Yeah. Great to talk to you again. As usual. Excellent program tonight.
I'm pissed off.
Well, I just kind of picked up on your voice, you know, in a way. You know, it was kind of like, I was going to tell you when I came on, just tell us how you feel, John. Don't hold back.
You know? No, I can't do that in polite company. Because when I get angry, well, you know what happens to me when I get angry? I shake it, my eyes water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm angry is when I just stand here and I vibrate and tears start rolling down my face. That's when I am beyond even expletives and anger. I just stand there and I vibrate. I am almost to that point right now.
Well, you feel like you're going to literally explode.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I did, it'd probably make Hiroshima or Nagasaki look like a pop gun.
Well, don't do that.
All right.
But at any rate, you're hitting this right on the head. I like the way you see you're cutting through a lot of the miscellany of the Patriot movement right now, where everybody's out there running around, like you said, worried about how these towers fell or who killed who and what conspiracy did this.
Mm-hmm.
It's to the point to where that's irrelevant. Yeah, no matter how it happened, the effect is the same, what I'm saying.
And the theory is Clarence, that, you know, if enough people find out about different things that are wrong, it might bring the bigger problem into question.
There's a place for it. I'm not saying that we should stop doing it. You know, you got to start somewhere. But you're hitting the main theme right here, which is what's going to set the whole thing off.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most basic thing in the world, that is people's livelihoods.
That's right.
Their money, their possessions,
their home,
their stuff,
their bed of which they sleep in.
When they come for their stuff, the revolution or the uprising or whatever you want to call it, and the government's ready for it. Well, they're planning it. They've planned for it. They've got it all laid out. They know what they're going to do. They know what's coming. And they plan this all out, and they know that when it hits the middle class, that's when the proverbial stuff hits the fan.
Well, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people out there with political interest. There's a lot of showmanship going on and all of those things. We need something that's going to cross those political diatribes, those political aspirations. And again, politics in this country is nothing but a way to short-circuit the Constitution anymore for this great democracy. So we need something that isn't connected to some vast right-wing conspiracy or some vast left-wing conspiracy. Let's cut through the crap and get right to the core here. Because I'll tell you what, you're gonna grow more patriots than you can count. Because people will once again, well, wait a minute, how did this get all out of whack? Well, what happened that the banks are in a position to own everything and everybody? Every cell of your body, every branch of every tree, every blade of grass. How did we get to that point? Well, that, very conveniently, Clarence, we can whip out a copy of the Constitution and say, you know what? here's what went wrong, and this is what the Congress was supposed to do, and this is how they let it slip by, and that's how, oh, that's right, the international banksters got a hold of us here in this country. It's the Constitution. Whoops, we go back to that tattered old inconsequential document that everybody downplays.
Absolutely.
So this is, and Clarence, I'll tell you what, I started saying this a couple, 3 weeks ago, but let's drop the crap about 9/11. And I don't mean to upset people, because there's a lot of good work that has been done and exposed a lot. But that's only one small segment of the criminality. That was a jump-off point for them to marshal in their rules and their regulations limiting our freedoms in this country. It was an important thing, but I think the educational process through 9/11 has run its course. Let's drop back, regroup. Let's recognize what everybody can attach themselves to, and that's their money, their livelihood, their living, their home, their bed at night, that is in danger, and you may lose that. That is going to touch everybody.
Absolutely right about that, John. That's the when you get through. It's kind of like Occam's razor. You kind of cut through down to the simplest thing, you know, and that's usually the thing, and it's the basic thing. The
and you know,
basic thing.
And Clarence, you know what that does? That cuts out their mind control crap. That bypasses everything that they're trying to do. Al Gore, with getting his vaunted. What is it? The Nobel Peace Prize. And now there's talk that, well, maybe Al will run for president. Maybe he'll jump in there and displace Hillary as the front runner. Because, after all, wouldn't everybody vote for Al Gore? Because look how George Bush treated him, and look how the Supreme Court cut Al Gore out of the presidency. So that turnabout would be fair play.
They can't cut through that left-right Republican-Democrat paradigm. Is exactly. I talked to my state representative. I called him yesterday about this Texas corridor. I talked to my state representative, and he called me back. You know, guy's a good guy. I mean, call me right back today. That's why I love local government. You can get a hold of these folks.
Uh-huh.
And he's a Democrat. And he said that, I asked him, he said he's absolutely against it. And he said that corridor stops right there. He helped draft the bill to stop it. There's a bill. This is Oklahoma's now on record. That corridor doesn't come any farther than the Red River. Unless they can find some way to either buy off the legislature or just overpower the state of Oklahoma. And then also, he said, I talked to him about the National ID Act. And he said, and he did this across with Republicans. You see, they're working together on this stuff.
Ooh.
But they're near the local level. They hear from the real people.
Yeah.
They hear from the people at least closer to them. And they were all in agreement about the National ID Act.
What kind, Clarence, let me ask you a question. What kind of dope is your governor up there smoking that he went against? And he signed the bill about the illegal aliens. That he said, you know, this is a no-stop zone here for you illegals, because we're not only going to enforce the companies hiring these illegals, we're not going to be giving them any state welfare or any government benefits. They're not going to be signing up for anything through us. Where did this guy come from? All of a sudden, he comes out of the blue with something like this.
Well, that's one of the things, like I say, that's why the founding fathers, in their infinite wisdom, wanted to keep the federal government weak and the state strong. And that's the way they wrote the Constitution. That's why the 10th Amendment's in there. But I've got, you know, but then the way that I told my representative, the federal government has this wily thing where, you know, it's the old deal. I remember when we were in the military. You know, if they'd tell you to do something, but it really wasn't, there wasn't any way they could enforce it. And I was against something they were telling about a uniform thing. I said, they can't make me go out and buy that stuff. They have to pay me to, you know, or issue it. I said, no, they can make you go out there and buy it, or they can make you wish you'd gone out and buy it. And that's the way the federal government treats the states, with unfunded mandates and plus with this national ID thing where they say, well, if your state doesn't go along with it, Your driver's licenses won't get you on airplanes or in federal buildings.
That's right.
And I told my representative this, and this is what I told him. I said, there's about 17 other states on board with Oklahoma on this to pass the same thing and sign it into law. They're not going along with this. And I said, you wait until there are, I mean, millions of people who are starting to be stopped, and they said, nope, can't get on the airplane, can't get on the train, can't get in the federal building, they can't get in the Social Security office, then let's see what happens. Of course, the federal government will probably, I don't know what they'll do there.
Well?
Do I sound like I'm getting a little bit perturbed, too?
There's a little edge in your voice.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what? You're taking the time to at least bend the ear of your local representative. And you know, until such time that you tell people your story, you let them know exactly how you feel, you may not convert somebody that's a bad guy into a good guy, but I'll tell you what you are going to do. You're going to scare the hell out of him. Because not only did he get one phone call today, he got hundreds of phone calls today.
He said he was answering 25 calls today, and I was one of them.
Now that
I don't
should
know what they were all about, but he was answering them.
Well, and that's what he's supposed to do, because he's supposed to he's a representative of your state, and he's supposed to be responsible to his constituency. So, you know, folks, you know, they've got us in this political paradigm, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be voting for the guy that comes out with the best line of crap. And I say to you out there, and God help the Republican National Convention if they do not nominate Ron Paul. I think that's who we should be leaning on right now. I think phone calls should be going into them in droves. I think emails should be going into them by the tens of thousands. That forget all these other clowns. They might look good. And don't tell me that we're going to put the man out there most likely to beat who's ever on the Democratic side, because we're way past that. You put the man up there that is best able to deal with the crises in this country right now and is not afraid, even in his political rants that he's doing during these debates. Don't be afraid of that. You do what is right for the American people, and you put that man on the ballot. And I guarantee you, you're going to have people on both sides of the political parties here voting for this guy once he's allowed to speak. And once he is allowed to explain his positions, once he is allowed to explain what the problems are in this country and the possible solutions. Because most of the people in this country don't know which end is up. They don't have a clue. So I think we should be leaning heavily on the Republican National Convention to nominate this guy as president of the United States.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something I did here in this state, and this is something people should be thinking about. I'm nominally a registered Democrat, but that doesn't mean a whole lot. I probably should register as an independent, but we got the weirdest primary system in this state. And if you're an independent, you don't get to vote in the primaries. You're just disenfranchised.
Well, and my question was before, if you're a registered voter, I don't give a damn what party. If you're a registered voter, you should be registered to vote for whomever you want to.
But in the primaries in this state, that's not the law. Now, this is another deal. I don't want to go into the whole deal, but I'll tell you what the deal is. Okay, well, I'm a registered Democrat, so when the primary comes up, I can only vote in the Democratic primary.
That's right.
So you know what I did about 3 months ago? I am now a registered Republican. So I can go to that primary and I can vote for Ron Paul.
Well, the political fix is in.
Yep.
It's going to take a whole lot of people and a whole lot of pressure. And I'm going to get into this more, and I'm going to have Ron Paul up here hopefully within the real near future. And I don't want to spend 15 minutes with a guy. I want to spend an entire hour with him. And I want to talk to him, and I want people to be able to call into this program and to ask him direct questions. You know, I don't want a soundbite. I know the guy's real busy, but I'm going to get the guy on, and we're going to talk some turkey here. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your call, Clarence. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
All right. That'll do it for us today, folks. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then.
It's true.